Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karati vachalam pangurlangayate girim, yatkripatamaham vande sri gurum dinatarinam, paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya iswaram. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayat. Nama om Vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale srimate jayapataka swami nitinamine namacharya padaya nitaikapa pradayine gaurakatha dhamadaya nagrakramatarine. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
So reading from third canto, chapter 31, text 48. Samyak darshanaya buddhya. Samyak darshanaya buddhya. Yoga vairagya yuktaya viloke. Maya virachite loke. Charin Sakalevaram Charinya Sakalevaram Samyak Darshanaya Buddhya Yoga Vairagya Yuktaye Maya Virachite Loke Charinya Sakalevaram. Placement purport by His Divine Grace is the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Endowed with right vision and strengthened by devotional service and a pessimistic attitude towards material identity, one should relegate his body to this illusory world. Through his reason, thus one can become unconcerned with this material world. It's like everything here in one shloka. Right vision, spiritual strength, and detachment, not worried about death or anything like that, totally unconcerned anything with material things. Actually, this is all one. Only when you have the right vision can you become spiritually very strong. The reason we don't become spiritually strong because we are not convinced. We still feel that there are certain things to be enjoyed by us in this world, and there are better things to do because the right vision is not there. Only that's the reason why we don't become spiritually strong. It's as simple as that. It's not very complicated. And we try to look for so many answers. And the question is asked, Prabhu, I can't chant, I can't do this, I can't do that. What is the answer? It's very simple. We don't have the right vision. We're not totally convinced. Because you know, there are different stages of devotional service, Shraddha to claim. Adho Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangatha Bhajana Kriya Tatha Anartha Nibhriti Siya Tato Nishta Ruchis Tatha Tatha Saktis Tatha Bhava Tatha Prem. So the what is Shraddha? The Shraddha means Shraddha Sabde Vishwas Kahe Sudrigara Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hai. To have complete faith that Krishna Bhakti, there is nothing beyond Krishna Bhakti, and if somehow or other a devotee is 100% convinced, that is Shraddha. That is the right vision. And the reason we are not very focused, we are not very steady in devotional service, is because we don't have the right vision. And this is not someone's word, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says this. And once we become spiritually strong, then naturally you are not worried about death. And naturally you are very detached. And naturally you are not concerned with anything from material. Yeah, the reason why this room is so much light and there is no darkness is because this room is connected with electricity. All these lights are there, and because it's connected with electricity, therefore there is no darkness. Similarly, if we are connected with the Supreme, and if you are strengthened by devotional service, then naturally you will not have material identity, and you will not be worried about death, and you will not be concerned with anything in this material world. It goes hand by hand. Purport. It is sometimes misunderstood that if one has to associate with persons engaged in devotional service, he will not be able to solve the economic problem. To answer this argument, it is described here that one has to associate with liberated person not directly, physically, but by understanding through philosophy and logic. The problem of life, it is stated here, samyak darshanaya buddhya. One has to see perfectly, and by intelligence and yogic practice, one has to renounce this world. That renunciation can be achieved by the process recommended in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Prabhupada says that he's talking about association and renunciation. One time, a businessman came to Prabhupada and paid respect, and he said, he was asking for the blessing that he gets 2 more years of life. He said, Swamiji, I want to live 2 more years. The Prabhupada was very surprised and said, why do you want 2 years more life? Because I have this business plan. If I invest this few crores in this project, then I'll get so many more crores. So he was dying. He is asking a Mahabhagavat, please give me 2 years extra. Why? So he could invest in a project. He has some money, and by investing that few crores, you'll get so many more crores. Make any sense to you? The right vision? You are dying. And he is worried about these 2 years so he can become a little bit materially rich. So that's not right vision, that's not detachment, and that's not really associating with a pure devotee. The devotee's intelligence is always in touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His attitude towards the material existence is one of detachment. I think, if I remember right, it's in the fifth canto where first Narada Muni explains the qualities of a sannyasi, a very high level of detachment and everything. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, it's so nice that you describe these qualities, but I am a grihastha. I am a fallen grihastha. So what about me? How do I become advanced? And if you read those chapters, I don't remember, I think it should be 13 or 14 chapters. 13 and 14. Or 14, anyway, something like that. 12, 13, 14, 15. You see those? And it should be something like that. And Narada Muni actually almost prescribes the same method that he prescribed to a sannyasi to a grihastha. Same. There is no much difference. And at one point, so here, this person came to Prabhupada and he says, Swamiji, please, please expand my lifespan by 2 years so I can become a little bit more rich. In that, when he was talking about a grihastha, Narada Muni says, if someone comes to you, still in judicial marriage, and someone comes to you and he tries to inspire you to become more richer, and you should have more name, fame and glory, and how you should have a better position in this life, and so on and so forth, you should simply knock your head. Because if you don't knock your head, then he keeps on harassing you, no? So you keep on knocking your head. If you knock your head, then what happens? That person will think, okay, he understood me. Then he will go away. But you don't listen to that person. You just knock your head and you become very steady in devotional service. Very practical example Narada Muni gave. Sometimes, you know, you have people coming and giving you so many advice of, you know, Prabhu, you're not getting the judgment. You're not getting the right. You know, no one is treating you properly. You should be up there. And, you know, why you're not up there? You're in the temple for so many years. You should become this and that. And then, you know, if you're a little bit materially connected, then, oh yeah, right. You know, this famous example, we all, as a joke, we can all become astrologer. Call a devotee and you read your hand and you tell him, Prabhu, no one really understands you. And you're like, yeah, it's true. No one understands me. And then you say, you know, you always try to do good for others, but sometimes people misunderstand you. Yes, Prabhu, it's true. Right? And it's so funny. Immediately we get carried away. And, you know, anyway, there's so many things that we all relate to. Very strange. We all relate to. And then you think, okay, he is a good astrologer. He really knows me. So if someone says, oh Prabhu, you should be this, or oh, Mataji, you should be this, that, Narada Muni says, you knock your head. If you can tell him that, Prabhu, thank you very much, but, you know, I'm not really interested. But sometimes, you know, the person is so adamant, he tries to, so you just simply knock your head. Mm-hmm. Then he thinks, he understands, you know, you kind of took his instruction, let him go away, and you just throw that out of your heart. So that's Narada Muni instructing us. So it's very important that we have the right vision. The only way you can knock your head and say yes, and in your heart you're thinking, you know, thank you very much, but I'm not really interested. The only way you can do that is if you have the right vision. And your vision is, you know, you want to be a devotee of Krishna, and a devotee, and a person who wants to serve Krishna devotees. If that is your attitude, then everything is okay. Otherwise, we'll get carried away very, very fast. Okay. So here, Prabhupada talks about second chapter of the first canto. And some of the most famous slokas that all the preachers quotes, all the acharyas quotes, Prabhupada quotes, it's from that second chapter of the first canto. You can go through those where he talks about reading Bhagavatam, serving devotees, and sabai pumsam paro dharma yato bhakti radhokshaje ahaitukya pratihata ayatma su prasidati. The real religion, real dharma of everyone is to serve Krishna, and like that, so many famous verses are there. The devotee's intelligence is always in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His attitude towards the material existence is one of detachment, for he knows perfectly well that this material world is creation of illusory energy. Realizing himself to be part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the devotee discharges his devotional service and is completely aloof from material action and reaction. Thus, the end, he gives up his material body or the material energy, and as pure soul, he enters the kingdom of God. Many devotees, before surrendering their life to Prabhupada, some Prabhupada disciples, they did some mischievous activities before. And therefore, so they did something and then they became devotees. But while they did that, a case has been filed to the police. Not just one, but many. I won't mention the names for different activities. So they were sentenced to jail. But when they were sentenced to jail, they were already devotees. So, one particular devotee came to Prabhupada and he says, Prabhupada, I have to go. So Prabhupada, in a very inquisitive way, oh, where do you have to go? This is in the beginning stage of Krishna consciousness. So it's like somebody says he has to go. So Prabhupada says, oh, where do you have to go? Oh, Prabhupada, I have to go. Oh, Swamiji, I have to go to the jail. He said, oh, why? Oh, Prabhupada, I have done. I'm not going to the details. You can read it. He says, Prabhupada, I have done this. So, oh, that's all right. That's not a big deal. To one devotee, he said, When that devotee told Prabhupada that I have to go to the jail, oh, that's all right, even Krishna was born in the jail. So one devotee, this is another devotee, Upendra Prabhu, he went to the court and the judge actually told him that, he has to go to the jail for so long. So he just kind of, he stood there in front of the judge and he's just become totally pale. So the judge said, you need some time? So he said, yes, my lord, I need some time. So why? Because he just wanted to surrender to Prabhupada. Just tell him before he goes to the jail, So he came. And he paid his obeisances and he again told Prabhupada, I have to go. So Prabhupada said, where do you have to go? He said, I have to go to the jail. So just to, give him some comfort, Prabhupada said, it's all right. It's not a big deal. He paid full dandavat. He took Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and he put on his head like this. Just. So Prabhupada took his hand, gave his blessings, He says, don't worry, you won't be there for too long. So he had this great faith that Prabhupada would somehow or other would rescue me. So, you know, and actually Prabhupada told him that, you know, if he has to starve in the jail, if you really have to starve, then you can take some non-veg, which he never had to do it because Prabhupada's blessings were there. And somehow or the other people in the jail, they would give him their vegetables and would get the meat, and they were very happy with that, you know. Who takes vegetables, right? So he was in the jail for a few days, for some time. And then he was called by the judge. He said, you're actually a very pious man. You don't have to be in the jail, you can go out. Just like that. Just like that. Same with Shyamasundara Prabhu, you know. He was in the jail and they just got out, you know. They're supposed to be there for a long time. So we all have done something in this life, in previous life, and the previous life. But we simply have to do what we have to do is simply come and just surrender to Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. And just like Mukunda, Mahaprabhu told him, you can see me after 10 million lifetimes. But he had that faith. Yes, 10 million lifetimes, but the Lord said, I will see him after 10 million lifetimes. And as soon as he had that faith, the Lord destroyed that 10 million lifetime within a moment. Mukunda had the right vision. The devotees have right vision. And therefore, no matter what we have done, what our consciousness was, what was our attitude like, now we must change. Now we must change. And if we change, then it will be very, very easy. If we don't change, it's going to be so difficult. We're going to be so frustrated. And that, you know, that, you know, we are chanting and we are doing devotional service, yet we don't feel anything. There is no happiness, there's still so much anger, lust, greed, you know, and so much desire for name, fame and glory and so on and so forth. It's like never ending. And this will come to a complete halt, complete stop, when a devotee fully surrenders with the right vision. When you surrender to the devotees and Krishna, everything is taken care of. So, related to this, we'll try to, because today is Srivast Thakur's disappearance day, we'll try to hear. We don't have much time, but we'll discuss something and then we can discuss more today in the evening at 7:30 at night. The Lord came, Mahaprabhu came, in order to teach us. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya, you know, give up all religion and surrender unto me. It's easy to talk, no? It's easy to say, I'm sitting here, I'm saying so many things. We have to surrender. It's, you know, for me, it's more for myself. I'm talking to myself, you know. But easy to say, but very, very difficult to do. So Krishna says, give up everything. It's easy to tell, you know, we can tell Krishna, my Lord, it's easy for you to say. It's not that easy to do. So Krishna came as Mahaprabhu and showed us as a devotee what it means. And through different pastimes, he is trying to teach us a certain principle of devotional service. So when he was very young, he was so much into studies. At one phase he was very naughty. Then at one phase he was just so much into studies that he would never let the book go out of his hand. It's like taking prasad, taking some rest and studying. So much into studies. But the devotees thought, because he hasn't exhibited that he is the Lord, so devotees thought, why is he wasting his time? And Advaitacharya, Srivas Thakur and all those devotees would pray to Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, please give some intelligence to Nimai. So he becomes a devotee. He is the most intelligent materially because he was the best scholar. But my Lord, he doesn't seem very intelligent because he is only focused on material studies, on grammar and Sanskrit and just arguments. But my Lord, please make him a devotee. So the Lord would hear these prayers. The devotees are praying for him to become a devotee. And he would just argue with everybody. He would not even spare devotees like Srivas Thakur. What to speak of Gadadhar, Mukunda? Srivas Thakur was his father's age. He would not even spare Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur would just simply pray to Krishna that Nimai should become a devotee. Nimai should become a devotee. My Lord, please help. So one day, Srivas Thakur was walking on the road and he saw Nimai coming from the other side. And Nimai was surrounded by hundreds of students. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that every day, 10 to 20 students would join newly, every day. So Nimai's students started to grow and grow and grow. So Nimai was very happy in Vidya Ras. Srivas Thakur saw him coming from. He said, this is my chance. Every day I pray to you, my Lord. So something inspired him. And he thought, today I'll confront Nimai Pandit. Normally, Srivas Thakur doesn't want to argue with Nimai, you know, because he's too good. He would defeat, he would defeat everyone. To the extent, you know, I'll just give you just an example of what he would do. He would see one person and they would start arguing. Nimai would defeat his arguments and he would establish a new one. And so Nimai would ask that person, so what do you think? My conclusion is right, isn't it? He said, yes, Nimai Pandit, I never thought of those points. You are absolutely right. And when that person said that what Nimai established was the right one, then Nimai would just joke with that person. Oh, how stupid you are. How can you say my conclusion was right? It's not right. Then Nimai would defeat his own conclusions and establish a new one. Right? So after establishing the second conclusion, then he would ask them, so what do you think now? He said, yes, I never thought of those. Yes, this is the right one. Oh, you stupid fellow. How can you say this is the right one? It's not the right one because of this, 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 this. And he establishes the third conclusion. And then you do the fourth and the fifth. After some time, it's too much for the brain for the other person. He says, stop, stop, no more, no more. So this is how Nimai would argue with everybody. So, and Srivas Thakur is so much in pain. You know why? Because Srivas Thakur thought he is the most intelligent person. He is the most handsome, most beautiful person. He was the strongest physically, the strongest person in Navadvip. And he looked so strong. And he captivates everyone by his intelligence, by his beauty. If he becomes a devotee, oh, so many people will become devotees. Isn't it? If a very influential person becomes a devotee, naturally, it's easy to preach. Just like Bhagavad Gita. We have so many, Krishna says, Ahustva Mishaya Sarve Devarshi Naradas Tatha, then Asito Devala Vyasa. He quotes, no? So many people. In the Bhagavad Gita, you know, we quote so many people, said so many things about Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because it will have an impact. So Srivast Thakur thought that if Mahaprabhu becomes a devotee, then the whole Nadia will become a devotee. So why not? So he got some courage. And he went and he met Nimai face to face. So as soon as Nimai saw Srivast Thakur, normally other days, you know, he tries to be a little bit in a mood of argument. But today he paid respect. Other days he'd also pay respect, but after respecting, he'd argue. But today he just respected. And Srivast Thakur told, laughing, he said, Hasiya Srivast bole koho dekhi suni koti chali acho uddhatir churamani. O king of rascals, Srivast Thakur said, where are you going? Meaning, like, what are you doing with your life? Like, where are you going with this mood of yours, with this totally focused on studies? What are you doing? Where are you going? So normally, if this was some other day, Mahaprabhu would ask, you know, what does it mean, where are you going? And then they would start. But today, Srivast Thakur, when Srivast Thakur pointed this very important question in life, where are you going? Nimai didn't say anything. He just kept quiet. And the next question comes. Krishna na bhojiye kaal ki karje ko aam. Without worshipping Krishna, my dear Nimai, why are you wasting your life, your time? Why? And I see that you study day and night. You study day and night. Pore lok keno. Why does people study? And Nimai didn't say anything. Then Srivast Thakur said, one studies to know Krishna. That should be the reason for studying. Se jodi nohile tobe bittar ki kore. If you don't try to understand Krishna, then what is the value of your studying? What is the value of your knowledge? What is the point? My dear Nimai, etake sarvatha byartho na goao kal. My dear Nimai, please don't waste your time like this. So, directly, Srivast Thakur actually told Mahaprabhu that you're wasting your life. You're wasting your time. And day and night you're studying for no reason. The fact that you're not performing devotional service, the fact that you are not trying to understand Krishna, everything is a waste. Isn't it a very blunt statement to Mahaprabhu? Very, very blunt. But he said all this with a smiling face. But he was very, very strong in what he said. And Mahaprabhu in the heart, he was so pleased that my devotee is teaching me what to do and what not to do. And through this pastime, he is actually encouraging all of us what to do, what not to do. So Mahaprabhu, Hasi Bale Mahaprabhu Sunaha Pandit. Mahaprabhu smilingly said, "My dear Pandit," means Srivast Thakur, "my dear Srivast Thakur, you want me to become a devotee? You want me to worship Krishna? You want me to perform devotional service?" Srivast Thakur said, "Yes! Please become a devotee! Why are you wasting your time like this? Please!" Then Mahaprabhu said, "If I have your blessings, for sure I'll become a devotee." So through this, Mahaprabhu also saw that Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peyeche Keva. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's famous statement. Who has achieved? Meaning, who has achieved Krishna's lotus feet? Who has been delivered without serving a devotee? Who has? No one has. So here Mahaprabhu is showing this important principle of devotional service through this pastime. And if you see that after this incident, actually Mahaprabhu totally changes. And he starts serving devotees. How huge. Nirabadi otiti aise prabhu ghare jar jena jogur prabhu dan sabakare. According to different devotees' status, he would serve devotees. Kon din sannasi aise dos bis sabha nimantaran prabhu hoya horis. Very happily he was serving devotees, and every day almost there would be like 10-20 guests at his home. And sometime he would not even give enough time to Mother Sachi notice. He would he would send somebody to Mahaprabhu's mother and says, "Please tell my mother, I have 20 guests today." Can you imagine? You tell your wife half an hour before or 1 hour before, you have 20 guests at your home. You'll freak out, right? And so Mother Sachi would be very frightened of what to do. There's no enough foodstuff in the house to cook. And immediately, when the time came, different devotees would bring different things. And through this, Mahaprabhu established a very important principle of a grihastha. That grihastha is supposed to serve his guests. And grihasther Mahaprabhu sikhayan dharma. The Lord taught a very important principle of a grihastha, that is, otitir seva grihasther mul dharma. Serving guests, serving devotees, it's one of the main principles of a grihastha. If a grihastha does not serve guests, he is worse than an animal. Pasu pakhi hoite adham bolitare. So you may wonder that, okay, as a grihastha you are supposed to serve, but what if you don't have resources, right? Especially, what do you do? And therefore, it is said, "Jarba nathake kichu sarpa drishta dose." Due to whatever reason, the grihastha may not have the resources. Then, seho trino jalbhumi divek santose. Even that person who doesn't have anything, with a happy heart, he can give some grass, some water, and some land. What does that mean? Grass means a place to sit, like kusa grass, you know, some asana. Everyone has something, isn't it? You may have a mat, you may not have a fancy sofa or a chair, but you have a mat, shigi, you know, something, a cloth. So you give that devotee to sit. And that's first, is trina. Then jal. Jal means water. Who doesn't have water at their home? We all have water. So when a devotee comes, you give them a place to sit, even if it's a mat. Then you wash their feet and give them a cup of water. And bhumi. Bhumi means just to rest. You have a place. So just to rest. This is just to show that even if you don't have anything, at least this thing you have, you give that. So, right after getting the blessings of Srivast Thakur, Mahaprabhu started this. So through this pastime, the Lord is actually showing us that, yes, we have done whatever we have done so far, enough is enough, no more. Now you surrender to the devotees and you begin your devotional service. And the process of devotional service starts sadhu. When Mahaprabhu was approached by Sanatana Goswami, what question he asked? First question he asked was, Ke ami? Right? And to answer that question, Mahaprabhu said, Jive Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. So then Sanatana Goswami says, if I am Krishna Nitya Das, you know, Nitya means eternal servant of Krishna. If I am eternal servant of Krishna, then why am I suffering? I shouldn't be suffering. Why am I suffering? Then Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Bhuli Jai Jeev Anadi Bahir Mukh Atayev Mayatare Dai Samsaradi Dukh. Because you have forgotten Krishna, therefore you are suffering. Then Sanatana Goswami says, yes, my Lord, I understand. So what do I do now? The first word Mahaprabhu used is sadhu. First word he used to answer this question, sadhu seva. Sadhu sastra kripaya jodi krishna unmukhay. Surrendering to the lotus feet of Vaishnava. And therefore it is very important, you know, we sing this song, Sri Guru Charana Padma, but you noticed, of course, in Mayapur we never say this translation, because the song is a Bengali song. So for me it's like, it's a Bengali, you know, I don't need to translate, you know, the thing, we don't do that, because it's a Bengali, you're in Bengal, it's a Bengali song, so you don't need. But the meaning, I was just, sometimes you say, you don't really think what you're saying. So if you just, my wish, what's the second, can you read the second one? Second translation, Mataji? You know how deep is that? That's like the essence. When Prabhupada asked his disciples, what is the most important verse? Guess, what is the most important verse for you? Prabhu, you. Just think, what is the most important verse? You, Haribo. Haribo. Think of any verse that you think it's the most important. Okay, so for him, Karpanya Dosa Pata Svabhava, that's he thinks the most important. You, Prabhu?
Sarvadharma.
Huh? Sarvadharma Parityajya. You, Prabhu? What do you think is the most important verse? Anyway, you know, you may say Trinandapi Sunichena or Iswara Paramakrishna or, you know, he says Sarvadharman, Karpanya Dosa. And so devotees started to say all this verse. And Prabhupada said, no. 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 Then Prabhupada says from Sita Swarupanishad, Jasya Deve Parag Bhaktir Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasyaite Katita Yartha Prakasante Mahatmana. So this is the most important verse. At at that pastime. I don't know if there is more pastime, and Prabhupada says something else is important, but in this particular pastime, Prabhupada, what is the meaning of that? Is what Mataji said. Is to that person who has unflinching faith to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that person has similar, means exactly the same faith like he has in Krishna, to the Guru, everything will be revealed to him. Now you think, how deep is this translation? But don't you see sometime? You know, while saying this, or while singing this song, or while translating, you know, saying this translation, you know how we are so careless? We may be drinking water, halfway through we say half of this, or move this, get that, you know, check the mobile phone. The lotus feet of the spiritual master is the only way by which, and we're texting somebody else, you know? See that? So, to that person, everything is revealed who has unflinching faith in Krishna and Guru. Not just having faith, but actually doing what the spiritual master says. And in here, Srivas Thakur was acting as the Guru of Mahaprabhu. Don't waste your time. Why are you wasting your time? Worship Krishna. Mahaprabhu surrendered and said, if you bless me, yes, I'll become a devotee one day. And as far as the chronology is concerned, Mahaprabhu's pastime, the next pastime right after this is Mahaprabhu serving devotees. So that is the right vision. Mataji, can you just read the translation? Read. You can read.
Endowed with right vision and strengthened by devotional service and pessimistic attitude towards material identity, one should relegate his body to this illusory world through his reason. Thus one can be unconcerned with this material world.
This is like a complete package. Everything is within this verse. Everything is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samyakata Guru Bhaktavrinda ki, Tai Gaur Pramanande. Anyone has any question? All self-realized soul, please bless me. Hare Krishna. Yeah, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.